Rates of youth incarceration in adult jails and prisons are down to zero since New York raised the age of criminal responsibility to 18. A new report by the Sentencing Project says New York passed this raise the age reform in 2017, and in the years following, a youth part of the criminal courts was created. Judges trained in adolescent development and family court process review felony cases of 16 and 17-year-olds. Julia Davis with the Children's Defense Fund New York tells our content partner, Public News Service, that the youth justice system has also been shrinking.
The number of arrests have decreased. The number of young people going into placement, being adjudicated and needing to be incarcerated in the family court system or in the adult court system has gone down.
The report notes that in 2016, there were more than 575 juveniles sentenced to New York State prison and almost 2,400 in adult jails. By 2020, there were none. In addition, between 2010 and 2019, felony arrests of minors were down 53%. Marcy Mistret is a senior fellow at the Sentencing Project and authored the report. She notes there's been a major drop in the number of criminal records started before age 18.
So we went from about 250,000 kids every single year getting criminal records before they turned 18, and we are now at about 50,000 that we can document, and I think it's actually even lower than that.
Mistret adds that 16 and 17-year-olds, disproportionately young people of color, are mostly arrested for low-level petty offenses. She emphasizes that individuals need rehabilitative services rather than incarceration. Davis says the age of youthful offender protection should be raised through 25 to prevent a criminal conviction that could impact things like education and housing. Now she hopes Governor Andrew Cuomo will sign another Raise the Age bill that makes the age of juvenile delinquency arrest and prosecution 12 years old instead of 7. And Davis says the work doesn't stop there.
Looking at the youngest kids who are still in family court, reducing incarceration, closing more youth prisons, and reducing our reliance on institutions for young people who come into contact with the family court system.
She also emphasizes that youth justice reforms are an essential step in addressing the longstanding racial disparities that exist in the criminal justice system. For State Broadcast News, I'm Steve Lubetkin.